WTAW News Time is 8:06. 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It's been a year since Mayor Jason Byanski first talked about the idea of a super park. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, he says the full council supports that idea.
Well, we've been off and on talking about a super park here recently in executive session at City Council. We're working with several landowners in the city of Bryan to possibly donate some acreage for a super park.
Byanski says the council is exploring combining donated land with a recently expanded definition of spending hotel occupancy tax money to develop the super park.
We've got a couple locations on the east side that we've looked at, and we've talked to a few folks on the west side for some locations. We're looking at probably a minimum of 100 acres to about 150 acres that would be needed.
The mayor says the municipal golf course is not a potential location, especially after the recent purchase of a new fleet of golf carts. Two Bryan women who live across the street from a washateria are accused of using coin-operated washers and dryers for free.
According to the arrest report from Bryan police, they were caught Tuesday night by the business owner, who thought it was odd that the machines were all loaded with money and ready to use. Then he heard one of the women say, "Oh no," then left. The owner then checked the surveillance video and saw 42-year-old Angel Aguina Lemus activate the machines with a wire and 53-year-old Olga Sanchez washed and dried clothes. According to online jail records, it's Aguina's 12th arrest since 1992 and the first for Sanchez. Both spent less than 3 hours in jail before they were released on bond. Another arrest for Bryan police on Tuesday involved a man accused of trying to cash a forged check at the Wells Fargo Bank in front of the Westside Walmart. Online jail records indicate 36-year-old Edward Figures of Bryan was booked on a total of 13 crimes that date back 2 years. And he was ordered to serve 6 months for criminal cases in 2002 and 2004. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There will be a third new elementary school principal in Bryan next year. The central office has announced the resignation of Milam principal Holly Scott, effective at the end of her contract. Officials invite input on her successor through an online survey, which we have linked at WTAW.com. New principals have been hired at Fannin and Johnson Elementaries, along with Sam Rayburn Middle School and Rudder High. Volunteers from the BCS Chamber of Commerce collected a record number of responses from the local business community for the 7th Annual Chamber Day Survey. Results were released at this week's Brazos County Commission meeting. Chamber President Royce Hickman says out of 720 responses, 83% believe the local economy will improve next year.
Visit 800 businesses and get responses from 720 because we had an incredible group of volunteers that gave up their time that day. To just go out and thank people for being in business in the Brazos County area.
Hickman says 66% of the surveyed businesses and industries had sales increases over last year, and 49% of employers plan to increase their workforce next year, which are near the same levels as last year. The U.S. House has rejected a bipartisan effort to force the president to withdraw American military forces from Iraq and Syria by the end of the year. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who voted against the withdrawal, is also opposed to giving President Obama the authority to declare war against Islamic State militants.
Here's the problem is the president inspires no trust among most of us in Congress, even among his own parties. The challenge we get into in Congress is if we grant him war powers, then none of us trust him to carry it out the way that Congress wants it carried out.
Flores says the Middle East is a basket case due to action from the president and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's 812. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with torrential downpours are possible this morning, especially over the eastern and central parts of the listing area. It'll be breezy, 85 to 90 today. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight, lows near 75. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, the risk of an isolated shower, are highs close to 90. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Some sunshine through the clouds Saturday, but watch for showers in the afternoon, 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
812 in 1995, Newsweek said the internet would fail. They did a whole story on why the internet would fail. So we'll tell you about that in a little while.
Who's the knucklehead that wrote that?
That's right. We're going to do a joke in just a few minutes.
Oh.
A joke? Yeah, I got a joke. So we're going to do that in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll see. A rattlesnake that had been spray-painted pink was found near a construction site in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Reptile Rescue Incorporated recovered the snake in the foothills around the University of Utah Hospital. They say what happened is the construction worker probably colored it, you know, with that ground marking stuff. You know, he used a little spray can.
It's on a longer stick, that way you can...
I was going to say, this is a 4-foot, it's a 4-foot rattlesnake. I don't think I want to get close enough to spray it. Plus, it's not going to be very happy when you do.
Maybe it was asleep.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Just poke it to see if it's asleep, no, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. All right, it's 8:13. Gina's here this morning from City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You brought a guest with you.
I did. I brought Miss Cindy Oser from the library.
She's going to have to get her own coffee cup.
I think so. quite a bit.
Yeah, she is. She is. Cindy, how are you today?
I am fine.
Okay,
I'm
we're talking
y'all.
Things library, huh?
Again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us what's going on this summer.
Well, I just wanted to be more specific about some of our programs.
Sure.
I wanted to tell everybody that tomorrow for our kids, we're going to have, not tomorrow. Yes. Today's Friday. Yes.
No, today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
So
no, it's not. Oh, it is. Okay.
I'm going to say it's Thursday. If you want to live in a different world, that's okay, too. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. All right. Saturday.
Oh, do I now?
I wouldn't mind tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be fine.
Okay. On Saturday for our kids, mm-hmm. we have these exotic animals that are coming to the library. And so we want the kids to come and see things like lemurs and things they've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a very full week. The rest of this month, we have...
Well, let's talk about Saturday first before we go on.
Okay,
What time are the critters going to be there? So
okay,
know.
Well, it starts at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. but I need to warn everybody to get there about 9 because, mm-hmm. again, we just have overwhelming people coming in. We can only fit 120 people into that room.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Make sure they get there early to come get tickets.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have Pinot's Palette that's coming to teach the kids how to do some painting.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our Sports Palooza, and that's going to be those crazy wild sports programs that we have with the kids.
Sure.
Also, teenagers. Okay. If parents are tired of seeing their teenagers at home, please send them to us, and we will put them to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they might learn something, huh?
Seriously.
Yeah, okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. And we have, okay, tomorrow... See, I know where I'm doing
okay,
now.
Okay,
tomorrow
Friday.
For the teens, we have an ice cream social for mm-hmm. them. And then on Monday, that's when we're locking them into the library. And after hours, we're turning off the lights. We're going to run around like crazy screaming, have a hide-and-go-seek game.
You get to scream in the library.
Oh,
that in itself would be kind of fun.
Wait, we even contacted the police department to warn them that we're going to be doing this, just so they didn't, go, what's happening, and kind of wonder what's going on after hours in the library.
Okay, now all these functions, are they in Bryan or in College Station?
They are actually, the lock-in is in College Station, okay. But the ice cream social we're having them both in the both libraries, one in Bryan, one in College Station.
Okay, and how about
the kids?
We also
have the exotic animal program in both.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a lot of sharing because if kids... parents and all can't get into ours, then we tell them, hey, go down the road, mm-hmm. you know, and you can go ahead and get those over there.
Okay.
So
right.
We're definitely, and then of course we still have adult programs,
mm-hmm.
If I can reach them.
Uh-huh.
We're doing some jewelry making for the adults. We have line dancing for them and quiz night. So we literally have a lot of free programs. Well, of course, in June, a lot coming up, and then I guess I'll just come back and bug you in July for the July program.
Okay, but that's good. Good thing things are active there, and it's not just books and stuff there at the library. If they want some more information, where do they go?
BCSlibrary.org, okay. Or they can call either the Larry J. Ringer Library.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had enough caffeine this morning.
Really?
Right.
Wow. I kind of thought she had, but okay.
No.
Anyway,
man. No, our number over at in College Station is 979-764-3416, and in Bryan, 979-209-5600.
Okay, very good. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
All right, what else you got for us, Jim?
Oh, we have so much going on in the city of Bryan. I just wanted to remind everybody to head out tonight to the Palace Theater for the Downtown Bryan Summer Sunset Series concert tonight.
And I think we'll actually be able to have music tonight without rain. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully. Yeah. Tonight it's the Night Owls, and it's sponsored by Carbotch Brewing Company. And the Palace opens at 7:30, and the concert begins at 8. We also have a bunch of other programs going on this summer with Parks and Rec. We have a martial arts camp for kids, anyone that wants to learn how to do karate. We've got that starting June 22nd, so you can go and register online. We also have a junior golf camp. Do you like to play golf, Scott?
I used to.
You used to. Well,
when I was a junior. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, this is a great program for kids 5 to 12, and it's actually being taught by the Pebble Creek Director of Golf Instruction, Wendy Weiss. So she'll be out at Tiffany Park, and that begins in July. So it's a good opportunity to get your kids started early in golf.
Interested in a non-contact sport. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. And for all ages, we have a new scrapbooking series, and that'll kick off on June 23rd. All you do is you bring some photos, and we'll have all the materials, and you can create your new scrapbook series to help remember all the summer fun you're having at the libraries and the Parks and Rec programs and the summer concert series. And then two last things to mention is that we are having a skate park public meeting on Wednesday, June 24th at 6 p.m. This will be in the basement training room of the Bryan Municipal Office Building, and this is a great chance to come get your thoughts heard on the new features that
sure.
we had. And that'll the skate park will be over at Williamson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new Sadie Thomas Pool Park survey. The deadline to submit your feedback is June 26th. You can vote online or at the Juneteenth celebration at Sadie Thomas Park on Saturday, June 20th. We'll have representatives out collecting feedback.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, Gina Florence here from the City of Bryan. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. Consumer prices posted the largest monthly increase in May in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index, which reflects what we pay for everything from cars to cans of tuna, rose 0.4% in May from April. Excluding volatile food and energy categories, core prices increased 0.1%. AT&T Mobility has been hit with a $100 million fine for offering consumers unlimited data, but then slowing their internet speeds after they hit a certain amount. The FCC says those cap speeds were more than 20 times slower than the normal network speeds advertised by AT&T. The company says it'll fight the charges. The number of people worth $1 million or more rose by 920,000 last year, hitting a record 14.6 million. More than a third of them were in the U.S. The $10 bill will undergo a makeover and for the first time will feature a woman. The new bill will go into circulation in 2020. The public's being encouraged to give suggestions for an honoree. And that's Your Money Now.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 822. A little rudeness can go a long way in the fight to curb jaywalkers. Experiments conducted by students at a university in China, Brown University, show that warning signs written with insulting messages had greater impact than those with nicer messages. For instance, a sign saying, "Jaywalkers are ugly," placed at an intersection, proved to be the most effective, reducing the cases of jaywalking by about 40%.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
Stop doing that, stupid!
Really? Cab driver in Calgary waived his fare for special passengers after he gave them a lift from a busy street. The cabbie was driving on a busy street when he came across a mother duck and her 9 ducklings trapped in traffic. Using his hazard lights, he used his cab to block other vehicles from getting too close, put the ducks up into his car, and drove off. Waived the $17 fee. The duck said, "Put it on my bill." Lee, I tee it up for you. That's all right. So, China, the wrestler.
Was that the joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I got the joke. No, I got the joke coming up. That was just a freebie.
Oh.
That was a little throw-in there. Yeah. Joanna China Lauer.
Yes.
Took a break from the limelight for 3 years and has returned a whole new woman. TooFab.com reports the former wrestler and training film actress earned a master's degree in education, moved to Tokyo, began teaching English, took up yoga and meditation, and, quote, "pulled my life together," unquote. Her next quest is to tell her story through a documentary where she'll make amends, look for reconciliation and redemption, and try to stake her spot in the WWE Hall of Fame. All sounds very nice, doesn't it?
Yes.
Until we get to the Kickstarter campaign to raise the money so that she can do this. She needs $10,000. So far, the idiots have only given her $3,302. So let's stop for just a minute, okay? We got this woman who great education, traveled, and she can't budget for this movie. She can't do this. And in some cases, I really like the Kickstarter or FundMe Nows.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, did you see the story? We had this three weeks ago. Friends on a social media soliciting cash for their teenage sons to take part in sports. Did you ever hear of mowing the lawn? Did you ever hear of getting them up off their butts on the couch?
Well, no. They tried doing the lemonade stands, and they got told not to do that.
Oh, that's it. Of course. Well,
it's so impossible to go to work for yourself anymore.
Yeah. Let's crowdsource this, okay?
part of, I don't know about China. I'm trying to look up her rewards now.
Okay.
Part of the Kickstarter and GoFundMe campaigns are what you get should they follow through on their promises.
Right. Well, sure. And again, okay.
So there's incentive. It's not just a pure donation.
Right. And again, and many, I mean, I've seen a story about a guy who got a crowdsource for a real movie, mm-hmm. and he had a cocktail party, like one in New York and one in Chicago and one in Los Angeles for people who were close by there, so he could actually thank them and they could meet him because he's a fairly big star who did that. So, I mean, I understand that. There's some payback involved there. Letting her make a movie to tell her story. Yeah, unless there's a payback. I don't know. All right, so here we go. Guy dies, goes to heaven. As he stood in front of St. Peter at the pearly gates, he saw these big clocks on the wall behind him. Have you heard this? Tell me if you have. It doesn't matter.
I was going to say, you can tell the joke anyway.
Anyway. So he said, "What are all the clocks?" And St. Peter said, "These are lie clocks, L-I-E, lie clocks. Everybody on earth has a lie clock, and every time you tell a lie, the hands on your clock move." "Oh, well, whose clock is that?" He said, "Well, that's Mother Teresa's. The hands never moved," indicating she never told a lie. He said, "Wow, that's really something." He said, "What about that clock over there?" We're doing the comedy of threes, in case you didn't know. He said, "That is Abraham Lincoln's clock. And those hands only moved twice, telling us that, in fact, Abe was old, honest Abe, and he only told two lies in his entire life." Well, it's the political season, and he said, "Well, where's Weeble Wobbles? Where's the Hillary Clinton clock?" And St. Peter said, "Ah, well, we're using that for a ceiling fan in Jesus' office."
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Well, finally be able to duck the showers and enjoy yourself this weekend. Here's a suggestion. Peach Creek Vineyards, they're kind of nestled out in south of College Station. Peach Creek Vineyards is a winery and vineyard. Go out there and enjoy sample tastings, bottle, glass, however you want to do that. You can bring a picnic lunch if you want to, or you can purchase some goodies that they have there. About a dozen wines for you to try, and summer is here. They have the Frappe Vino machine for wine slushies. The mix is neutral. What you do is you flavor it with the wine that you want, whether you want to do a Texas Melbach, you want to do a semi-sweet Lenore. They've got those as well. Anything that you'd like to try, do a wine slushie that way. Also, Harvest, be looking out for information as far as the harvest is concerned. If you want to find out about anything that's going on, though, at Peach Creek Vineyards, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. They have a lot of wine-centric gifts in their gift shop as well. They're open from 1 until 5 on Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5. But they can be open other times as well. And they've got a pavilion there, which is a great venue if you want to rent it for private parties or showers or birthdays, family reunion, any of that. If you want some more information, check them out again on their website. That's peachcreekvineyards.com, or you can look at Peach Creek Vineyards and follow them on Facebook.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station. Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their summer truck and equipment auction, 10 a.m. Friday, June 26th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Hundreds of pieces will be up for auction, including dealer trades and ranch sellouts. List updated daily at capauctions.com. Trucks, tractors, dozers, skid steers, and ATVs. Get what you need. For more information or to consign your own equipment, call 571-2125 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License Number 13489.
Be honest. If a perfect stranger could instantly look in and see all of your texts and photos stored on your smartphone, how much would they find out about you? Would you be embarrassed? Could it hurt your relationships? Now hold those answers. If you own a Samsung phone, including the just-released Galaxy S6, your phone can easily allow someone access to see every single one of your texts and photos. And that's not all. They can access the phone's camera, microphone, GPS location, and secretly install malicious apps that can spy on incoming and outgoing text messages and eavesdrop on all your calls. 600 million Samsung smartphones have this serious security problem, affecting SwiftKey, the phone's virtual keyboard software. The Samsung S6, S5, and S4 mini handset, as well as any other Samsung handset, are all at risk. And because you cannot install the software keyboard, these phones will remain at risk until Samsung releases a fix, which hopefully is just a few days from now. Get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Hey, it's 2015. Time to stop taking business calls on your personal phone. And no one wants to carry around two phones. That's crazy. Nope, you need eVoice. eVoice provides you with your phone number, plus a second business line, all on the phone you're carrying now. And it's less than $13 a month. Yes, one phone, two numbers. Your personal number and your eVoice number. And it gets better. Your callers are professionally greeted by a virtual receptionist who will route all your calls no matter where you are, at the office, on the road, or just out back by the pool enjoying the day. eVoice even transcribes your voicemails to text and sends via email. Adding a business line with eVoice makes your small business look like a big Fortune 500 business, all for less than $13 a month. You spend that on a couple of fancy coffees, right? For a limited time, my listeners get to try eVoice for 60 days free. Yes, free. So go like a pro and go to eVoice.com/Kim. Make sure you enter promo code Kim while signing up. Take 2 full months to give it a test drive. That's eVoice.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June the 19th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come by, have lunch, and let's get acquainted.
Come for lunch Friday, June 19th, 11 to 2. Member FDIC.
WTAW News time is 8:33. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council remains interested in developing a super park with donated land as part of the equation.
I would say the full council is in support of moving forward with a larger super park if we can put some of those things in place.
Mayor Jason Byinski's update on WTAW's The Infomaniacs included incorporating the state legislature's recently expanded definition of how hotel occupancy tax money can be used as a funding source.
It allows the cities, Bryan and College Station, to use hotel motel funds for park improvements for those type of super parks and regional parks. So we can use those dollars for the improvements to the parks, but we can't use those dollars for land acquisition. So if we're able to possibly do a private-public partnership and maybe get some land donated, might have to buy a few acres, that is still on center radar to do.
One location previously discussed for the super park, the municipal golf course, is no longer being considered.
We're not currently looking at doing anything else with the golf course. We just spent a good sum of money on new golf carts, so that's in play.
Byinski says possible sites are on the city's east and west sides, where there's a minimum 100 acres available. College Station police are looking for a suspect from an armed robbery that took place yesterday evening near the Campus Village Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The victim told officers a 22 to 25-year-old and 6 to 6'2" black male pointed a weapon at them and demanded their property. The victim complied and the suspect fled the area. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. Trying to cash a forged check Tuesday morning results in a Bryan man going to jail for 15 crimes from 6 incidents dating back 13 years.
Bryan police responded to a call from the Wells Fargo Bank in front of the Westside Walmart. Bank employees reported a man was trying to cash a forged check from the same account as was passed 2 days earlier to Wells Fargo branch in College Station. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old Edward Figures tried to run out of the bank then attempted to wrestle away from two officers. Once Figures was handcuffed, police found a 9mm pistol and a gun clip with 10 bullets, what was quantified as many Xanax pills, and a personal use quantity of crack cocaine. Figures remains jailed on the new charges, as well as two warrants from the Attorney General's office and three more from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. And Figures was ordered to serve 6 months from cases in 2002 and 2004. No bank employees were injured, while two officers received medical treatment, one for injuries to his hand and forearm, and the other for a swollen knee and a puncture wound to his left hand. Another arrest for Bryan police on Tuesday involved two women caught on video using laundromat machines without paying. 42-year-old Angel Aguina Lemus was arrested for using a wire from a bra to trigger the coin-operated washers and dryers, while a neighbor, 53-year-old Olga Sanchez, washed and dried her clothes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan School District is looking for another principal. Officials have announced the resignation of Milam Elementary principal Holly Scott. Online at WTAW.com is a link to a survey where input is welcomed on the selection of the next Milam principal. Scott's departure at the end of her contract follows the retirement of Carol Happ at Johnson Elementary, the resignations of Ed Fellows at Fannin and Hugh Piott at Rudder, and the transfer of Sam Rayburn principal Kelly Newgard to the central office. Republicans in the U.S. House have soundly defeated a proposal to force the president to withdraw from Syria and Iraq by the end of the year. Among those in the 288-139 vote against the withdrawal was Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is also opposed to giving the president the authority to declare war against the Islamic State.
The Middle East is an absolute basket case, and he and Secretary Clinton have their fingerprints all over all those failures.
Flores says he doesn't have the ultimate answer of how to stop ISIS.
The president still has war powers authorities that were originally granted President Bush back in 2001. And I think we'll just muddle along because it's hard to come up with a clear sense of direction how to deal with a rising enemy and a president that you don't trust.
Flores says no one trusts the president to carry out a war the way Congress wants it done. One of the Texas House's top Republicans will call it quits after this term is over.
Eastland Republican Jim Cuffer said in a statement released to the Hood County News that he decided he will not seek re-election to office. Cuffer was one of the original supporters of House Speaker Joe Strauss when he became Speaker during the 2009 legislative session. Of the 11 Republicans who broke from supporting then-Speaker Tom Crannick, only Fort Worth's Charlie Guerin and Austin Representative Byron Cook will be in office if they win re-election. Cuffer first won election to the House in 1996. Charlie Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hard work requires tough equipment like a Bobcat compact excavator. Now through the end of June at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, get a new compact excavator with 0% financing up to 60 months. Skip financing and get up to $7,000 in rebates. There's more. Trade in your old Bobcat skid steer loader, compact track loader, or all-wheel loader for a new one and receive a $2,000 rebate. Get going at BobcatOfTheBrazosValley.com. Rebates vary by models with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party. Or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
It's 8:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with torrential downpours are possible this morning, especially over the eastern and central parts of the listing area. It'll be breezy, 85 to 90 today. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight, lows near 75. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, the risk of an isolated shower, are highs close to 90. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Some sunshine through the clouds Saturday, but watch for showers in the afternoon, 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 840. We talked earlier about Fox and they're doing golf. They're doing the U.S. Open this weekend. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have all sorts of little jazzy whoosh sounds probably and all that. Whew, they put some visual down there.
I want to see the fighting robots like before the NFL games.
Yeah, that'd be good if they did that.
Fighting golfers would be awesome.
Anyway, Cliff Howard called me to let me know that the lead commentator will be Greg Norman. I hope he'll have some Bill Clinton stories. If you'll recall, Bill was at Greg's estate in Florida. Somehow was heading back to his cabin at 2 in the morning. I know, I have no idea. And he twisted his knee, if you'll remember, and he had to have surgery because of that. So I'm hoping Greg. Oh, by the way, Cliff Howard has Brian Williams on tonight on his
Wilson
sports show. Oh.
Small difference.
Oh, the Beach Boy dude, not the news dude.
Yes.
Oh, all right. All right. So he's got Brian Wilson on tonight.
Yes.
On the sports show.
Which is a very rare interview.
Yeah, he doesn't talk much. He doesn't do that.
Very one a well-known entertainer and the other a musician.
Here you are. Oh, man. Well, the Hollywood Reporter, speaking of Brian Williams, by the way, says NBC has reached an agreement that will keep Brian Williams at the network when his suspension is over in August.
But far, far away from the news desk.
Yes, he'll be moved over to MSNBC.
Again, entertainer.
Oh, yeah. But he will have an on-the-air position. Will involve the public. He'll, you know, all that stuff. Lester Holt, who is currently at the anchor desk, will stay there as well. So, just letting you know. If you're a Hulu person, the online video service Hulu says it now will be known as Hulu for everything. See, they had the thing called Hulu Plus, which is was using for its paid subscribers, it's being rolled into the regular name.
Oh.
Industry experts say the company is making the change to more directly compete with Netflix and other streaming companies. Okay. I haven't seen the need to get Hulu yet.
Well, I wouldn't either, but I have a wife who has economic decisions in our house as well. She has shows. She has shows she likes to watch.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
My issue with Hulu is the commercial selection. So even though you pay for it, there are commercials.
Okay.
I'll survive that because there's fewer. But they are repetitive. And by the time you, if you want to binge watch a series, you're talking along with the commercial. Call for more information.
See, That and again, that doesn't work. That's not a good thing. Hello.
Yes, well, they're still keeping Williams out of the public eye. Does anybody watch MSNBC?
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Now, you see, and that's what you're talking about is one of my problems with a couple of the on-demands. I want to say NBC On Demand comes to mind right now. You know, they don't sell any friggin' advertising on it, okay? So they keep running the same things over and over again. And like you say, by the fourth time in the one-hour show that they've shown it to you, which ends up being like 48 minutes, you are mouthing along with the announcer.
Yeah.
And that's bothersome. Now, before I had Netflix, one of the things I used to hate about Netflix was that it would suggest things to you. I don't want to be suggested to, all right? I know what I want to watch. Don't make me go Lewis Black on you.
I didn't think about it because they always tend to suggest the same things, and someone suggested that that's who's getting paid, or that's who they're getting deals from. So they're advertising. It's not that so much that it's recommended for you.
Yeah.
It's that, hey, it'd be really nice if you watch this.
Well, I mean, but that had, you know, it's interesting. We just, we hooked into that, I don't know, 7-8 months ago, and just started watching some British shows.
No.
And started with, well, I came in, I remember saying to you guys one day, hey, there's this guy named David Tennant, and y'all gave me the RCA look, like, yeah, he's done that Who show for a long time in Great Britain. I said, he's a pretty good actor. They went, yeah, he is, isn't he? So, but then from that, we went on to others. I mean, we went on to two or three others. The Midsummer Murders, which has been on over there forever, And then this thing we're watching now called Doc Martin that's still on. And, you know, I didn't even know who these people were. And they're legends over in Great Britain. Hello.
Most of the time when I'm on Netflix, I'll sit down and start perusing what's on. And before long, an hour and a half has gone by and I don't watch anything.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, that's right. And they are trying to make it easier for you to be able to see what's on there. And every once in a while, you know, like I'll watch weird documentaries, you know.
Oh, I love documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah, they are.
Chef's Table is my latest
series. Oh, is that
series.
Right? Okay.
Yeah,
okay. And again, there's some really fascinating things that you can find in there. So it serves a purpose. And so again, I don't know. We'll see how Hulu does, but I think they're late to the game. I think they're late to the game, but I'm not exactly.
It's only a few years old, and Netflix has already got the 100,000 channels to watch and nothing on.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, don't get me started. A smart bikini exists, and it will tell you when it's time to put on more sunscreen. A French company invented the wearable tech. The $167 bikini is a two-piece swimsuit with a small detachable ultraviolet sensor that will alert your smartphone or tablet when it's time to re-slather.
Wait, a detachable sensor?
Yeah.
Why aren't they selling the sensor?
Yeah, right. Good point. Well, because they can't sell that for $167,
okay, right.
I'm thinking. Yeah, so you just attach it to the bikini. Okay, the New York Daily News says... I'm going to turn that off. Thank you. I usually do. Well, I've been gone. I forgot. Anyway, the New York Daily News says the detector can be calibrated to your skin type and how much of a tan you want. There's even a Valentine function that will send a message to your significant other that it's time for them to put more sunscreen on. Tell you that to tell you this. New study finds that many U.S. Americans are completely baffled by the sunscreen labels anyway. Northwestern University study found that only 43% of people really understood what the SPF value was. And when it came to labeling, U.S. News and World Report says few could really correctly identify information that described how well the sunscreen protected against skin cancer, sunburns, and aging. So that you know, so that you can tell other people, and they'll go, where did you learn that? You say, well, I listen to that place where they don't play music. 1620, they tell you things like this. SPF is sun protection factor. It's how long it will take you to develop a sunburn as compared to those who are completely unprotected. If you normally burn within 10 minutes, an SPF of 30 will allow you to stay in the sun for up to 30 minutes before you burn. All right, that's what that SPF thing means. And again, if you sweat or you go in the water, that's liable to change. But you know, and you can't sue them if you burn. Okay, so it's again up to 30 minutes if it's an SPF 30.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org. Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their summer truck and equipment auction 10 a.m. Friday, June 26th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Hundreds of pieces will be up for auction, including dealer trades and ranch sellouts. List updated daily at capauctions.com. Trucks, tractors, dozers, skid steers, and ATVs. Get what you need. For more information or to consign your own equipment, call 571-2125 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License Number 13489.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Floor & Design has been voted Best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Floor & Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader trade-in Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
At Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, ride into summer and get unprecedented rebates for a limited time only. $800 off the Razor XP 1000, $900 off the Sportsman 570, $1,000 off the Polaris Ace, and $1,400 off on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, the Polaris XP 900. At Polaris Fun Center, get financing as low as 1.99% on every machine in the lineup. The Ride Into Summer sales event at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
Good morning, about 8 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, 20 years ago, 1995, this was printed about the internet in Newsweek magazine. Quote, "We're promised instant catalog shopping, just point and click for great deals. We'll order airline tickets over the network, make restaurant reservations, negotiate sales contracts. Stores will become obsolete. So how come my local mall does more business in an afternoon than the entire internet handles in a month?" Again, this was 1995. "Even if there were a trustworthy way to send money over the internet, which there isn't, the network is missing a most essential ingredient of capitalism, salespeople." Okay, granted, in 1995, the internet was a little bit of a mess, but still.
Yeah, no PayPal then.
That's why they that's why they do that ink on paper thing. It always comes back to haunt you. Just remember.
Yep.
That. If you missed us earlier this morning, we told you about how Pizza Hut is now shoving things that are like Vienna sausages, hot dogs, into crust pizza. In Japan, they get all the fun food. Remember, we told you about the black cheeseburgers.
Oh yeah.
If that's not weird enough, now they're serving red cheeseburgers.
Squid ink, and now it's what, tomato paste?
Yeah, the Aka burger. Aka means red. Comes in two varieties, the samurai beef and the samurai chicken, both using red cheese and red buns.
Ooh.
Yeah, tomato powder was added to give the ingredients their angry color. Okay, so they'll have a hot sauce that'll come out with it, too. So there you are, eating a red burger. New study of 7,000 people found that people who indulge in some time at the cat keyboard cat thing, deal, videos, felt fewer negative emotions like anxiety, sadness, and annoyance.
Oh, the keyboard cat.
No.
What?
That would
are
not
you talking
be me.
About?
That would not be me. Keyboard cat. The keyboard cat.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. And I'm not going to do it. And it's not going to make me feel better.
It's the play 'em away keyboard cat. The little cat's playing the piano.
Okay.
That kind of keyboard.
Internet cat videos are big business. There are more than 2 million cat videos posted on YouTube in 2014. Cat videos get viewed more than any other category on YouTube. That's a sad trivia question. That's a sad trivia
question. What's the leading category for YouTube videos?
Yeah.
Kitties?
Sad fact. Here's another interesting fact. Maybe not sad, but interesting. Did you know that when Harvard was founded, calculus had not been invented yet.
Yeah. What did they teach?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't do that. Advanced math there was something different. And it's fascinating. If you ever go there, they have a place where they have sarcophagi of graduates of Harvard, okay? And right there on the top, or right there, it's on the top. I think it is. I want to say it's either the top or bottom. It makes sense it would be on the bottom. But you find people who fought in the Revolutionary War buried on the campus of Harvard because they were Harvard alums.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's been around a while. And it goes all the way through, I presume now, the Iraq or Afghanistan would be there too. But, yeah, that's when you realize they've been around a while, when you look up and you see that there's a guy who fought in the Revolutionary War, and he was a graduate of Harvard. All right, it's 5-2.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $6.99, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year Power Guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. When looking to buy new tires, they should meet your personal needs. The tires should hold the road in the rain and stop in a short distance. Tires are an expensive investment, so keep your air pressure right and your tires rotated. Stop in at BCS Tire Pros. Let us check your air pressure and rotate your tires for free. We also offer free coast-to-coast roadside assistance, free tire inspections, and free flat repairs. Stop in or go to bcstirepros.com. Please vote for us in Best of the Brazos. And as always, give us your keys and put your mind at ease.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Frank Sinatra's address book sold at auction for nearly $9,000 just a few weeks after his custom California home went on the market. The chairman of the board's dog-eared book, filled with the addresses of friends, family members, musicians, politicians, and athletes, but also his favorite hotels, restaurants, travel arrangements, and even clothing measurements. On the cover of the book is a line Sinatra got from a fortune cookie: "Beware of friends who are false and deceitful." However, the book went for about 10% of the price that Marilyn Monroe's address book went for 10 years ago. That went at over $90,000. All right, here we go. The least wanted networks on television. The least wanted. Variety published a survey of just over 3,000 people who were asked which cable networks they would be willing to pay for if television moved to an a la carte type thing. The stations people would be most willing to pay for are kind of what you'd expect, the big networks, the free networks, plus the reliable cable channels like the Discovery Channel, Comedy Central, and the Food Network. Then you begin to encounter cable news channels, mid-sized entertainment channels like E, MTV, and then you do the niches as well. Just 14 channels were selected by 50% or more on the survey. 14 channels, that's it. Those 14 that were picked by more than 50% of the people, well, I see a glaring omission right now. But here it is. According to Variety, 14 channels selected by 50% or more of those in the survey of the ones they would be willing to pay for. Weather Channel, 14. Animal Planet, 13. Food Network, 12. AMC, 11. Comedy Central, number 10.
We don't have it.
We don't. HBO at number 9. PBS at number 8. Fox at number 7. 6, Nat Geo. Wow.
I like that one.
5 is History. 4 is NBC, then CBS, then Discovery, and then number 1 is ABC, which I watch so little.